Okay, have you got all your equipment?
Yes.
You should have a piece of paper, a Sharpie, and a white stone. Does anybody need that? The ushers will bring them to you. One up here. Maggie, he's... Okay. So if you need it, please raise your hand and keep it up until they see you. And while they do that, let me tell you a couple things. Next summer, on June 14th at Unity's big international convention, which will be in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm one of the speakers, and Chris and Kelly are my opening act. I think it's the next day that Mary Morrissey is one of the speakers. You all know her from the Prosperity class. And Kit Holmes is her opening act. So this convention is open to everyone. It's not just for ministers. It's for anyone in Unity who wants to come. So as soon as they open registration next month, I'll put that in the newsletter, and you can check it out and see whether you'd like to be there. You know, just for fun. This is Tim's convention, you know, because he's currently the chair of the Unity Worldwide Ministries board. So that's why I'm speaking. It's who you know. The other thing is a correction from last week. Last week I did this big winter solstice talk saying through the whole thing that the solstice was on December 22nd, which is true Greenwich Mean Time. But here it was very late on the 21st. So if you did a big meditation on Tuesday instead of Monday, I think it still counts. It was dark enough. And I apologize. You know I hate being wrong, and you all were nice enough not to mention it. Okay, so you've got paper pens you'll have to provide yourself. Paper, white stones, and Sharpies. If you have a lot to write, you might want to get your own pen. So just keep them handy. We'll be using them in a little while. If you're listening online later, you can follow along and do this yourself. This is a day we look forward to in this church. We bring 1 year to a close and ask for guidance into the next year. We have two ceremonies today. Most Unity churches do these on successive Sundays, but we like them together. The burning bowl ends the year. We write down whatever we want to release and leave behind and burn it up in a fire. Because it's raining, we'll use the fireplace in the fireside room just as we did last year. The white stone ceremony is a meditation to seek guidance for the coming year. And I'll explain more about both as we go along. I know some of you have not participated in this before. For those who have, I have one suggestion before we start. Don't assume you know what you will write down. You might have come today with ideas for what you want to burn up in the burning bowl, and that's okay. Just stay open to more. But definitely, on the white stone, set aside any thoughts about what you might write on your stone. When we go into the quiet times, just relax your mind, open your heart, and let Spirit speak to you. And the same words you'd thought of earlier might come back to you, or you might be surprised by what springs to mind. And it might not make sense today. It will eventually. Also, if you've done this before, sometimes while I'm talking, I feel you getting restless. Okay, let's write it down. Let's burn it up. So I would invite you just to be patient while I explain this for those who are doing it for the first time. And you might hear something new or useful for yourself, too. You are in a different place than you were in previous years. So this is a two-part talk, actually four parts. I'll talk about the burning bowl, what it means, how it works. Then you'll have a few minutes to write down what you want to release. And then I'll talk about the white stone and what that means. And then we'll go into meditation so you can listen for a word to write on your stone that might guide you through 2016. You're consciously creating the life you want by releasing what no longer serves you, and then with the white stone, allowing a word or phrase to come through you, allowing guidance to become conscious. So let's start with burning bowl. First, what it's not. It is not New Year's resolutions. And those often come from the inner critic. You know, I ought to lose weight, shouldn't smoke, get more exercise, Be patient with the kids. Burning Bowl is not about self-improvement. The Burning Bowl is to release anything in you that's getting in the way of your happiness. Obviously, you can't change other people to make you happy. We've all tried. But this is about releasing your own thoughts or feelings that make you unhappy. Because all of our unhappiness, all our feelings for that matter, come from our thinking. Release is one of our 12 powers, these divine attributes that are built into us that we have on quilts around the room. With Burning Bowl, we invoke the power of renunciation, that quilt right there. And you see on the quilt, it's a tree dropping its leaves. Nature has no problem letting go of what it no longer needs. In fact, it's supposed to work that way. Nothing is expected to last forever. It goes in cycles. It's released, it's reused in some other form, and it's replaced. New leaves will come out soon. You can count on it. So what might you release today? We talked last week about it having been a tough year for a lot of you. You might have some grief or sadness to release. You might have some fears to release, worries about the future. And it might not happen all at once. But with the Burning Bowl, you are signaling the universe, God, angels, that you're ready to move on. You're ready to heal. You're ready to lift up your spirits. So let me suggest a few areas to consider for release. Start with attachments. Who or what are you holding on to most tightly, most afraid to let go of? We humans get so attached to how things are or should be or have to be in order to be happy. A relationship, a job, money, circumstances. Maybe the belief that you have to be liked by everyone and please everybody. We keep our old beliefs hanging around our necks like an albatross. What are you afraid you couldn't live without or let go of? You might not have to give it up, but wouldn't you feel better if you could just release your desperate hold on it? So check for attachments. Look for grievances and judgments you might be holding on to. You might even be nursing resentments from this Christmas, 2 days ago, if you had expectations that weren't met this year. You can release any attention you are giving to events of the past. Release any thoughts that don't uplift you. Relationships, always a fertile field for release. You might need to release a person entirely, more likely, release your expectations of them. Release who you want them to be or what you think they should do. Release any fears about the future of the relationship. And what about your relationship with yourself? Most of us tell ourselves all the time we should, we ought to, far more than we would tell any other person. You can release that inner critic. Burn it up in the fire. Release the labels that you've accepted for yourself. Labels you might have heard first from your parents or playmates or our society. Too old, too fat, too shy, too loud. Some of us carry labels around for life. Release anything that limits you in knowing yourself as a free and magnificent spiritual being. And remember, you don't have to get mad to release something or someone. You don't have to condemn it or hate it. In fact, it's better to release it with gratitude. Even your worst traits served you for a while, or a job or relationship or circumstance that you dislike now might have been good at some point, or at least valuable. Like a house you were really excited to buy, and now you've outgrown it. You don't have to hate the house to know it's time to move on. So bless and release whatever you're letting go of. You can thank it for serving you for a while. In one sense, the Burning Bowl is an exercise in forgiveness. Forgiving yourself, others, circumstances, the past, by releasing the power they have over you. Releasing your attachment or resentment, the judgment or label you've assigned to it. Release any blocks to your happiness. Probably the best and bravest declaration for the burning bowl is, I release what no longer serves me. Let's say that together. I release what no longer serves me. You don't even have to know what it is. You can say, I release what no longer serves me, and see what leaves your life. Remember, it might look and feel like loss at first, but it's making way for higher good. So you can ask, what do I need to release? Who or what am I willing to forgive? What's in the way of my happiness? But don't think too hard. Let this bubble up from within you, or just notice what pops first into your mind. Intuition is fast and usually first. Write down whatever comes to you. So let's pause now to write, or you can draw if that's your thing. The ushers will leave the lights up so you can see your paper. Chris and Kelly will play while you take a few minutes to write whatever you want to release and leave in the old year, whatever is not serving you or gets in the way of your happiness. I release what no longer serves me. Most of you look finished. Yes? Okay. So just set aside that paper for now. And at the end of the service, we'll burn it up in the fireplace in the fireside room. You know, you can do this anytime. Write and burn at home. Or if you don't want a fire, you can drown it, bury it, put it in a God box. It's the ritual of release that's important, letting go whenever you need to. So let's turn to the white stone. You've cleared this space by releasing, and now you may ask for it to be filled by Spirit. You might or might not see a connection between what you've released and the word that comes for your white stone, and you can think about that later. For both these ceremonies, it's important to stay quiet in your mind and stay in communion with your higher self as much as possible. The white stone ceremony has an interesting background. It comes from a verse in the book of Revelation. To everyone who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone, And on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. These symbols were more familiar in Bible times, so let's look at each one of them. The book of Revelation, hear me say, is about our spiritual journey. It does not predict geopolitical conflict. It's not even about the second coming of Jesus. It's about awakening to our own divinity, the journey to realize our Christ consciousness. And in the book of Revelation, we go through some hair-raising things to get there. So, to everyone who conquers, we conquer ourselves. It's overcoming our faults and shortcomings. And then the book of Revelation has a list of promises to those who conquer, or the King James Version says, to those who overcometh. We don't talk much in Unity about overcoming. You know, let's just be positive and prosperous and affirm the good. Overcoming sounds like slogging through the muck, climbing the mountains, slaying dragons. And it is. It's rising above our human failings and releasing our attachments. The spiritual journey is front-loaded with overcoming, releasing, cleansing, purifying a lifetime's worth of accumulated sludge. It's hard work. And it needs maintenance, no matter how long you've been on a spiritual path. That's what we're doing with the burning bowl. Fire is purifying. And according to Revelation, it's worth the struggles and the overcoming. One of the promises is in this verse, Revelation 2:17. To everyone who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna. Manna is food, of course. When the Hebrew slaves were wandering in the wilderness, God provided manna for them to eat. And it became a symbol of always being provided for. It's divine supply. But this is hidden manna. Remember when Jesus said, I have food you know not of? The hidden manna is spiritual nourishment or understanding. And I will give a white stone. Back then, someone released from prison was given a white stone. Most of them didn't read or write. So the white stone was a symbol to show they'd paid their debt to society. They were starting with a clean slate. The white stone symbolized freedom from the past. To us, it represents that cleansed consciousness, ready to accept our true spiritual name, our real identity. We've conquered and overcome our false self. And on the white stone is written a new name. Names in the Bible reflected the character of the person. And the names were changed if the person changed. So the most familiar example is when Jesus said to his disciple Simon, from now on I'm going to call you Peter. Peter meant the rock. And he was affirming Peter's faith as a rock. And it was an affirmation. We know Peter didn't always have faith. But imagine how that boosted Peter's confidence and affirmed he was making spiritual progress. Name changes in the Bible reflect spiritual deepening or greater awareness. So even more important than being given the new name is coming to a new concept of self. A new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. Not only did the name change, but the person changed and saw himself differently. The same is true for you. With the white stone, you're given a new name or word or description about your character, about who you came here to be. And you're writing it on a rock, Peter the Rock, which represents understanding faith. This is a new realization of your true self, knowing your divine nature. So the white stone ceremony is important to do at the beginning of the new year because it reminds us to seek guidance first, not when all seems lost, not when you're at the end of your rope and don't know what more to do. And you've heard people say that, all we can do now is pray. No, pray first. Start by asking for guidance. That helps you set an intention, not just for what you're going to do, but how you want to be. The words that come through on the white stone are more likely to be about being than doing. I got the word joy several years in a row, and I took it to mean not that things would come into my life to bring me joy, but that I was setting an intention to approach life with joy. I've also gotten peace and love, and last year was hope. I've never known anyone whose white stone said, clean out the garage. You're not setting a goal. You're not making resolutions. You're not even figuring out your intention for 2016. So when we go into meditation, think even less about this one than you did about Burning Bowl. Let yourself be told. Let spirit move through you. It's your higher self that will do sacred work through you this year if you're open to it. So you're asking for a word or phrase to guide you or give you a hint about what to watch for, where to focus, to give you direction. We are just past the winter solstice when the sun begins to stay up a little longer each day. And the white stone ceremony is to help you notice the growing illumination in your life, the gathering light as you step forward into the new year. We've passed a spiritual solstice too. The hard part's over, the dark night. You've looked into the shadow and written down what you want to release. So now you can relax and tune in to what's next. Different people receive their word for the white stone in different ways. You might feel awareness bubbling up from inside, or beaming down from above, or pop like a light bulb over your head. Some see a vision, some hear a voice, some just know, however spirit speaks to you. When you go into meditation, just be available to receive the name or word or short phrase that comes to you. It might be a noun or a verb or an adjective. Don't argue with it. If you catch yourself thinking, no, that can't be right, and I do that every year, it means you're out of the sweet spot. You've quit receiving and gone to thinking. So just become still and know the word of guidance that you seek is seeking you. Open yourself to receive it. So let's go into meditation now, and we'll dim the lights this time. Don't write anything on your stone yet. I'll cue you. For now, just close your eyes and find that place of connection within you. And quietly hear this promise again. On the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. The Christ within, the I am of your being, will give you a new name, will expand your identity this year. So what is the name or word being given to you? You can ask for it. You can ask, what will guide me forward this year? What do I need to know for my life? Who have I come here to be? Go deep. Be aware. And whenever you're ready, take the Sharpie and write your word on the white stone. On the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. And now hold your stone and look at this new name, your special word of being. With this word as my guide, I enter the new year. Let's affirm that together quietly. With this word as my guide, I enter the new year. And again, with feeling, with this word as my guide, I enter the new year, and so it is.
Ah.